Philip Semper, PhD surgeon carrier. Today's date is 02/11/2026. Dictation is for Mr. Diego Juan Uribe. Uribe spells U-R-I-B-E. Juan spells J-U-N space Diego. Diego spells D-I-E-G-O. Period. Date of birth is 03/28/2005. Next line. This is a 20-year-old gentleman here with diarrhea, period. He's accompanied by his mom, who states the symptom has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. He came in today because symptoms are worse and says he's not able to eat, keep anything down. Every time he drinks or eats something, it comes right back out. His diarrhea has plain loose stool, period. He denies recent use of antibiotics, denies travel history, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none, past surgical history, is none, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. No family history. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph. The surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Medication. Is none. Next paragraph. Correction. Medication are as follows. Omeprazole. Next paragraph, please change his past medical history to gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports blood in his stool. He denies black stool. He said he saw bright red blood in the stool. Next paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 109/75. Pulse 115. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Next paragraph. Abdomen very active. Bowel sounds. No distension. No visible peristalsis. No guarding, period. He has diffuse tenderness of palpation, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. No inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerve suit is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal. Mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea. Assessment number 2 is dehydration. Number 3 is abdominal pain, period. Next paragraph. Today we did ultrasound to assess patient's organ systems and his abdomen. Ultrasound was unremarkable. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, D3, T4. On vitamin D, next paragraph. In the clinic, the patient received the following medication. Normal saline, correction. Ringer's lactate, 1 liter. IV bolus. Next line, Zofran, 4 milligrams. IV. Next line, on completion of fluid resuscitation, patient's pulse improved. He indicated that he's feeling much better and is comfortable with my discharge plans. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication. Bentil.
Yeah, let me look at your chart and I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm several weeks late. First month, I didn't have the money to get in, and I had.
In the next paragraph, the patient was reevaluated after resuscitation and indicated that he's feeling much better. He was discharged with the following medication. 1, Septra, double strength, 800 mg/160, will take 1 pill BID for 14 days. Number 28, next medication, Zofenogen, 25 mg, 1 pill TID PRN for nausea and vomiting. Next medication, Bentil, 20 mg, 1 pill BID for 10 days. Number 20, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He requested work excuse. So work excuse was given to the patient to return to work on Sunday, which is Sunday 14th February 2026. He's comfortable with my discharge plans. Strongly encouraged to return to the clinic. If worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we're closed. End of dictation.